Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. It is a Wednesday edition of the show, and as of right now, we have no guests scheduled for today. This could change. Got some feelers out, but if all else fails, there's a lot to talk about here today, including, unfortunately, the death of the Dynamite Kid. Tom Billington, known in pro wrestling as the Dynamite Kid, passed away at 60 years old. His death, announced by Marty Jones, has been confirmed by WWE today. Was Billington's 60th birthday. Cause of Billington's death is yet to be reported. He was confined to a wheelchair since 1997. Has had a long history of both health and personal problems. Billington considered one of the most influential in-ring wrestlers of all time. Wrestling in the United Kingdom, Canada, the U.S., and Japan. His famous series of matches with Tiger Mask helped revolutionize the junior heavyweight style. He was a one-time WWF Tag Team Champion as the British Bulldogs with Davey Boy Smith. He won the titles from Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine at WrestleMania 2. Billington was inducted into the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame as part of its inaugural class in 1996. Davey Boy Smith Jr. tweeted, "Deeply saddens me to announce the passing of Tom Billington, the Dynamite Kid. I was really happy and glad I got to see Dynamite one last time last June in the UK. Dynamite was certainly an inspiration to myself and many others. He really revolutionized professional wrestling as we know it today. He flew high, gave it his all. Thanks for everything. Sad to have lost another family member. Rest in peace, Dino." If you have thoughts, memories of Dynamite Kid, you're welcome to give us a call here today to talk about those. We've also got a lot of other news as well. SmackDown from last night. The Raw ratings crashed and burned on Monday night, particularly the first hour of the show. Yes, the XFL is launching. We can tell you about that here today. Took its next step at a media event in New Jersey today. All of the teams have been announced. We can talk about those and so much more to get into. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. we'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What I want to mention is we talk about the death of the Dynamite Kid, that if you head to Amazon right now, I don't know how long these are going to last, 3 copies left of Pure Dynamite, the book that he wrote alongside Alison Coleman years and years and years ago. I can't even remember when this book came out. I'd say 2001, actually. It came out in 2001. So if you've never had a chance to read Pure Dynamite, like, we don't talk about the book a lot because came out a long time ago. It's not available on Kindle. I presume a lot of people haven't read it. That is an incredible book. Doesn't exactly paint its own author in the best light. A lot of people have had some terrible things to say about Dynamite over the years. Other people absolutely, he was their idol. Chris Benoit being one of them, in fact. You ever saw Chris Benoit and the Dynamite Kid wrestle? Very, very obvious who Chris Benoit's main influence was. But he has passed away, and I'm sure we'll have a lot about that in the new issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter coming out tomorrow and tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio. Mike, any thoughts on Dynamite?
Pretty miserable son of a bitch at the end of his life, and if you hear some of these stories when you go ahead and search his name on YouTube, you're going to hear him recite some horrible things that he did to people that were close to him, and you're going to hear people mention how miserable of an SOB that the guy was. And you juxtapose that with how big of an influence he was and how great of a pro wrestler he was. A lot of people who just know him as a member of the British Bulldogs don't even scratch the surface of what you could know about Dynamite Kid. As you mentioned in the beginning, his influence and legacy in the matches that he had with Tiger Mask and matches that he had against Davey Boy Smith in Stampede, that the Japanese jumped on, and that he was able to take the feud over to Japan with, and their battles back and forth were absolutely epic for guys of their size. And moving on to Tiger Mask and Cobra and the guys he wrestled for the WWF Light Heavyweight Championship in the early 80s, appearances he'd make in Madison Square Garden, some of which are available online if you go to look for him. And as a member, if you're a WWE Network member as well too, you'll get a chance to see a lot of that stuff. And then moving on to his career with the British Bulldogs, that, you know, they weren't a team for all that long. I think it was a total of less than 2 years, I think it was, before he got hurt in a match, and unfortunately his career basically came to an end essentially at that point. But the influence that they had at that time, at a time where tag teams were peaking, they're certainly a legendary, memorable tag team.
Obviously, one of the things to talk about with this guy's legacy is he essentially had a 20-year career. Like that 1988 Survivor Series with the British Bulldogs where he went down with the injury, I mean, he still wrestled on and off for another decade. Not regularly, but his full-time career lasted a little over 10 years. And as I'm sure everybody's well aware, he ended up in a wheelchair. And also, as I'm sure as everybody is well aware, the guy that he influenced more than anybody else, Chris Benoit, he ended up ruining his body and his brain, and he killed himself and his family. And I'm not blaming Dynamite Kid. I'm just pointing out that Dynamite Kid wrestled a pretty crazy style. I mean, Dynamite would do the diving headbutt off the post to the floor, and God only knows what else, but it wasn't that crazy. I mean, it was crazy, but it wasn't crazy compared to some of the stuff that you see today. And wheelchair, is in his wheelchair by his late 30s, early 40s, and he's dead at 60. Like, this is a cautionary tale that, you know, people are going to think about it today. This always happens when somebody passes away. You know, they think about it, and they think, oh, man, I probably should tone it down a little bit. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're just back doing whatever they did. So, hopefully we don't have more stories like this, but we will.
Well, style wrestling, not even toning it down there. I mean, obviously that played havoc with his body, the diving headbutt off the top rope and things like that that, you know, caused you problems. But the amount of mass that he packed onto his body, and there, I guess, have been different people who are given credit for why Dynamite Kid wanted to get bigger, but he did so artificially and blew his body up to the point
it's
where...
It's pretty obvious why. He was small, and it was the early 80s. I mean, he had no other choice.
I guess that is the case. That is the case for many who felt as though they had no choice and went ahead and did that. And then to just double down on it, wrestling this type of style that he did, that he needed to do to get over and felt that he needed to do to get over and did get over in doing it, and like you mentioned, as influential as it was, I mean, just the combination of both of those things just completely paid havoc with his back. I mean, I believe he ended up in the wheelchair because he was paralyzed in one of his legs, as well as a ton of disc problems and all that sort of stuff. Just a complete mess.
All right, a lot of other news to get into. We'll get to calls and text messages later. The Raw show on Monday. Least watched first hour in the show's modern history. Record low rating. 2.29 million viewers for the entire show. Slightly below the prior record set in October 1, also of 2.29 million viewers. Both the second and third hours were above last week. The difference was a first hour drop from 2.61 million last Monday to 2.26 million this week. They lost a quarter of a million viewers in the first hour. Raw was down 3% from last week, which was the fourth lowest number in the modern history of the show. The Philadelphia versus Washington Monday Night Football game, 11.24 million viewers. It was up, but it certainly wasn't a number that should lead to the lowest rating of all time for Raw. First hour, 2.26 million viewers. Second hour grew to 2.40. Those people gave up. It was back to 2.20 million in the third hour. You would think that maybe a show where they promise it tonight, you're going to get Drew McIntyre appreciation tonight and Baron Corbin's all over the first hour of the show. What do you expect? Terrible number.
Man, just looking at this, these are last week's numbers, I guess. Yeah, they're last week's numbers.
Get in close to that mic there.
Looking at the top 10 here of the TV shows, the cable TV shows of the week, and this is last week, but still, the numbers are just absolutely awful. Just absolutely awful. And Curse of Oak Island and Real Housewives Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop New York, all I'm sure playing much havoc, as well as the football game as well too. It couldn't be the horrible programming and despair that they're putting through the screen every week.
Hey, let's look at this first hour. It opened up with Ronda and Natalya versus Nia and Tamina, which immediately went to like a no contest when Natalya got beaten down by all the heels. So a heat angle to start the show. Then we had that Alexa Bliss segment where she interviewed Sasha and Bayley, which died a death live. And guess what? It died a death on television as well. Then we had Alexa and Mickey versus Sasha and Bayley, where the babyface actually won. And then Ronda yelled at Alexa, Baron Corbin. We had the Baron Corbin video package celebrating how great he was. Then we had Baron Corbin doing heat segments backstage. We had a Lucha House Party match where they cheated. That's your first hour of the show, everybody. And you're stunned, I'm sure, that the show did such a terrible number. Got news on the revival of the XFL. Yes, here are the cities. New York is getting a team playing at MetLife Stadium. Dallas playing at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Houston at the TDECU Stadium in Houston. L.A. at the StubHub Center. St. Louis at the Dome at America Center. Seattle's got a team here. CenturyLink Field. I can't wait. Tampa Bay, the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Washington, D.C. at Audi Field in Washington, D.C. And that's the lineup. Those are the teams or the cities that will be hosting XFL teams. Vince made the announcement here today. The start date for the league, everybody. Mark your calendars now. February 8th and 9th, 2020. The weekend after the Super Bowl. XFL Commissioner and CEO Oliver Luck said the start date gives them the time they need to get the game, the fan experience, and the partnerships right. If you go to the XFL website right now, you can grab XFL merchandise and wear it proudly to NFL games throughout the rest of the season. We'll talk more about the XFL and more news after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, let's start here with the dumbest tweet of the week. It's actually a text message. This person here says, "They built Baron Corbin as a great heel. That's why people don't like seeing him on TV. You're getting worked, dude. Just admit it." I honestly have never seen a dumber text than that one right there. Raw's getting the lowest ratings ever. Do you understand what I'm saying? The least watched first hour in the show's modern history. Last night, Monday night, Raw set a record low rating. This man's idea of heat is, let's make this guy so unlikable that people don't watch the show. Then we're a success. Do you understand what a success is in pro wrestling? It's about making money. It's about getting people to watch your show. Think nobody cares about ratings? The entire reason that they got a $2.3 billion television deal was because during negotiations, the show magically, I don't even know how, was doing better than it had been doing year over year. They signed the deal, now it's off a cliff. But thank God the ink is dry. Holy smokes, are you kidding me? I can't even believe what I read sometimes. You have any thoughts on this XFL?
It amazes me some of the buildings that they're running. You know, I heard they're running in Washington at Audi Field, which is the new field for DC United, the MLS team. And it's only like a 20,000-seat building. They're going to be in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Park. Same way, same thing in Carson, California at the StubHub Center, which has been used a lot for boxing as well, too, because it's, again, a small setup. It's only about 25,000. Seems to be the kind of place that you'd want to be. But they are in some massive buildings where I'm assuming there's going to be some massive rent at MetLife Stadium, at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Same thing at CenturyLink in Seattle. I mean, these are 65 and 70,000 seat stadiums. So it is going to be very, very interesting how they're able to get people in. They've been talking a lot about what kind of family experience that they can have and how it's going to be set up, and they're really going to play on that and trying to draw people into the building. And I, you know, still at the end of the day, no matter what you do as far as families and all the gimmicks goes, you're still going to have some football, and they are really facing an uphill battle that way to get something on the field, let alone even close to a third of that many people, of 60,000 people into the stands. It's just kind of insane.
I presume this person here is being sarcastic, but he says, Brian, heat is not a bad thing. Please understand this. You can't expect heels to be built without it. It's an integral part of wrestling, always has been. Did you start watching last month or something? Well, I presume this is not an actual serious text here, but I have to say one thing about this. I watched SmackDown last night, and Daniel Bryan is awesome. This new Daniel Bryan character, this I don't even know how to. He's like a crazed vegan who is very upset that the fans are ruining the earth. And he's so great. Like, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but like, as a performer, Daniel Bryan basically is the Unabomber. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but like, he's awesome. So his character's awesome. At the end of the show, they do this Miz TV with Daniel Bryan, and then main event is Miz versus AJ with Daniel Bryan on commentary. And AJ makes his big comeback. Daniel Bryan tries to interfere. AJ thwarts him, puts Miz in the calf crusher, gets a submission. Bryan hits the ring, chop blocks AJ Styles, posts his leg repeatedly, throws him into the post, throws him in the ring, gives him a beating, stomps the hell out of him repeatedly, does some more stomping. We got three refs out there. They're just standing there. Then Bryan cuts his promo about how fickle the fans are. Then he hits the ring and puts AJ in the heel hook. Now, like, as a performance, Daniel Bryan and AJ were great doing this beatdown. But as God is my witness, and I love Daniel Bryan, I thought he was so great on the show. As God is my witness, like, halfway through that beatdown, I literally zoned out. And I kind of woke up again when the heel hook got put on and the show went off the air. But the point of this is, they do these damn beatdown angles like every single solitary show, to the point that where they're completely meaningless. That's the problem here. Obviously, you have to get heat on the heels. But they've overdone it to the degree that like none of these angles mean anything anymore. Like an angle with a guy that I really like, setting up a championship match at a pay-per-view, I zoned out in the middle of it because I've seen 50 of them over the last 5 weeks on WWE television. So, yeah. Heat, baby.
Well, yeah, and people, you know, kind of blame you and blame me and blame other people sometimes for being cynical, but it's like, okay, prove it to me that you're going to go somewhere with this. And you always hold out hope because it's Daniel Bryan, but it's like we mentioned about Ronda. You know, she gets beaten down, heat, heat, heat. She's getting beaten to death. And then she sells nothing the next time around. And it's one thing after another when it comes to these stories. And We'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, most of us have our faith because it's Daniel Bryan and it's AJ Styles. But if AJ Styles comes strolling out next week, barely selling the leg or having no problems, you know, using the calf crusher or anything like that, no matter how much he's been beaten up or beaten down, then, you know, it gives you your answer. And even though you can like the two guys, even though you can look past some things, the bottom line is still the bottom line. How do you take all of this stuff seriously or any of it seriously? And they do damage to themselves credibility-wise for really no reason whatsoever other than they just get lazy and or they just kind of fly by the seat of their pants and honestly forget. And either way, that's wrong.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, boys. How are you today?
What's up?
What's up? Brian, you got to admit, you're more excited for the XFL team in Seattle than you were the Marco Stunt match.
Are you kidding me?
I have a question for you guys. There was a time back, way back when the ratings were, you know, rock bottom, that Vince McMahon would
Monday?
Do drastic things to... Yeah, correct. Monday is that.
Okay, because those days that you're talking about when the ratings were rock bottom, they were way, way higher than they are right now.
I agree with you, but you would see them, you know, try to make the shows the following weeks. They would try to do something to, and I feel like they've gone away from that, and he doesn't really do anything. It's just status quo, keep going week to week to week.
Well, let's think about this for a second, okay? So this is like an honest question for everybody out there. If you wanted to shake things up on Raw next Monday, utilizing the current Raw roster, what are you going to do?
Well,
you don't have Roman Reigns. You barely have John Cena. Like, Brock isn't there. I mean, what? Somebody's going to beat Brock for the title next week on the show? Who? Like, Drew McIntyre? Like, there was a period where he could shake things up because there was, like, a ton of talent available. And John Cena, Randy Orton, people that, I mean, I don't know if people cared about Randy Orton that much, but I mean, he was a big star. You had so many big names and big stars. Punk was there and Jericho and Owens and all of these guys. What are you going to do right now if you want to shake this up? There's nothing.
Well, that was my point. I was going to say your roster, your bench isn't as deep as it used to be. And that being said, you know, like you said, what do you do? Do you put phone calls into The Rock, you know, for Mania? I feel like this is the first Mania in a really long time that we don't know what you're going to get. And they probably don't know what they have, you know, as far as what they can do yet. I know you got the Becky and Charlotte thing, and Ronda Rousey doesn't seem to be putting the numbers that, you know, she's not doing the numbers for TV, obviously. You know, she can't do it by herself. What do you do?
Well, that's a good point. I got a lot of people. I want to thank you for the call, Savon. I got a lot of people that are like, oh, well, they're building the show around Ronda. It's record low ratings. What's one person going to do, for crying out loud? Like, she's in a lot of segments and that sort of thing. But, I mean, you're going to blame all of this on Ronda Rousey is the one responsible for tanking the Raw ratings? I mean, if anything, we found the value of Roman Reigns that everybody hated. And they wanted whatever. I mean, now he's gone, and look at this show. Seriously, look at this show right now. And you know what else it is? It's the chickens coming home to roost. In the farm of death, I believe was a term used many years ago. They brought up all these guys from NXT. None of them mean a damn thing. They just ruined every single one of them. And now here you are. You're building around Baron Corbin. And they've got this Seth Rollins-Dean Ambrose thing. I mean, what the hell do you want them to do? They can't even do anything. They've messed it all up already. Like, they messed it up a long time ago. You could try to turn around this coming Monday. Good luck. I can't wait to see what they do. Let's pull the trigger on someone we've buried for years. That's going to get over. First says, I can't even watch Baron Corbin anymore. Well, a lot of people aren't. Join the club.
Now fill me with hope here.
What the hell do you want?
I mean, to not watch Raw anymore?
You have to.
Why?
We have to cover it. We have to cover this story here.
Why? You just bring up the same talking points from the week before until this thing actually gets better. So
we're covering history right here.
The Baron and Ronda show.
Someday we're going to look back and we're going to need to have watched this to fully put everything into context.
Do you know how popular Seth Rollins is amongst our fan base?
Apparently not very.
Well, he was.
I mean, he was, but like, to be fair, his segment with Dean Ambrose, actually, when was that? Was that the top of the third hour? Oh, yeah, that crashed.
Yeah, well, I guess that I was going to try to put some positive spin on this by at least trying to back Seth Rollins here a little bit, and the fact that they have not focused on him in the way that I would have focused on him much in this entire time, and the way they've kind of put him into second place for whatever reason it is, his size or whatever, and now he's in this feud with Dean Ambrose. It's just, I don't know, it's just frustrating. It's surprising the way that they've basically kind of misused him and really kind of misheard their fan base, I believe.
This person here, it's got to be Baron Corbin sending me these texts. He says, acts like it's 90% Baron Corbin's fault. He is one guy. It's not even most of the talent's fault. It's the booking. Corbin is doing great. Corbin's all over the show. It's doing record. He is all over the show to a far greater degree than Ronda Rousey is. And this show's tanking. We'll see what they do at the pay-per-view. What happens to his run as GM. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to Travis in Illinois. Travis, you're on the air. What's going on? Sports Byline.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, about the Kurt Angle segment they did a few weeks back where they just buried him beyond belief. Is he coming back to the Raw to become general manager or active roster? What exactly was the point of all that?
I have no idea. I mean, to me, the entire point of it was they wanted to get Drew McIntyre over, and there was nothing beyond that. I mean, maybe he'll be back as a GM, but I don't know how that fits into the storyline they're doing.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that he was gone. You know, he's been put down and out for a while, but he never really lost his position. Baron Corbin's been named in the position. He's been the acting general manager, but they've left a backdoor window open, and I believe in the way that they sent Kurt out in the style that they did, it is hard for me to believe that he is not going to have some sort of run or do something, whether it be in the ring, whether it be just as general manager, or a little bit of both, leading into WrestleMania season. This is very difficult for me to believe that that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know. That three-hour show, I think they could absolutely do that. Now, does he get his ultimate revenge on Drew McIntyre? No. Can I see him coming back and easily defeating a Dolph Ziggler along the way or something like that? Yeah, actually, I could see that. So I don't know if it's that really that hopeful. I don't see where he was dead and buried and gone. Like, that was really putting the exclamation point on it. You know, I don't believe that.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. All right, here we go, more of them. Raw was built around Ronda. The show did a historically low number. Last night, the first 30 minutes of SmackDown were devoted to the women. Is it possible the added emphasis on the women's divisions in this year has contributed to the significant year-over-year drop in WWE viewership? Listen, maybe some people don't like seeing all of the women on television, but I when you look at everything, I highly doubt that the women being on Raw and SmackDown in prominent roles is what's doing this. I mean, let's look at the last year. You lost John Cena. You lost Roman Reigns. I mean, whatever you think about those two guys, those were your two big stars of this company. John Cena made a bigger difference in everything than anybody else. Do you realize that when John Cena stopped doing house shows regularly, house shows are losing money? That's never happened before. That's the power of John Cena. Roman Reigns was a huge star. He's gone. And as far as like building the show around Ronda, do you guys understand what building a show around somebody even means? Yes, Ronda Rousey came out for a brief moment at the beginning of the show, and there was a heel beatdown, okay? Later in the show, they announced they're going to do a tag match. And then they actually did the match in the main event. That's not building the show around somebody. That's shooting an angle at the beginning of the show to build to a main event. Building a show around somebody is if you go to the Raw 5-point preview, don't believe me, go to Raw's own preview. Raw's preview, the preview literally said, who is going to be on the right side of history? Okay, that's what the show's about. That was their number one thing. Are you with Baron Corbin or are you against him? He was involved in everything on this show. He was involved in matches he wasn't even involved in. Is Bobby Roode, the whole Bobby Roode deal with the pants pisser and everything like that, that was still built around Baron Corbin because Bobby Roode is on the wrong side of history, and so Baron Corbin ended up screwing the guy. He's in everything. The show is permeated with Baron Corbin. Not Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she's in three segments on the show. But that's not what the show is built around. You can find out what the show is built around by going to WWE.com and reading the preview for the show. And the preview was, are you on the right side of history? That's it. That's the story.
Yeah, I don't think I need to watch the show anymore.
You have to. We must.
No. Why?
We must watch this show. Otherwise, you'll have to be replaced every Tuesday. We have to talk about it.
Well, I mean, aren't the video highlights and the banter from people enough? I mean, what shocking thing am I going to miss? Why do I have to watch this show?
Mike,
please explain this to me.
I'll explain this to you, okay?
Sure.
Historically, what is the absolute worst wrestling show ever?
Nitro, late era.
Yes,
Nitro.
Okay. If everyone just decided it's so bad we're not going to watch it, how can we even cover WCW? How can we even talk about the death of WCW, how it affected the entire wrestling landscape? We can't talk about any of that if we just didn't watch those shows at the end.
Like, well, you're watching the show.
This is part of history here, and we got to watch it and cover it. We're in this together.
Well, I can cover it. I can analyze. I can talk about it.
No, you can if you don't watch it. You can't cover it just watching the clips.
We're going to have to maybe put that to the test.
That's probably part of the problem with like a lot of people that write in here and they have defenses of Baron Corbin or this or that. They're not watching the show. They're watching the clips on YouTube, and they think they look fine.
No, that's not
it. If you're not watching the show, you don't get it.
They're just kind of trolling you, and you're reading them on the air.
No, these people
are
real.
There seems to be a common theme in these Baron Corbin ones, the ones you've read over the last few days here, or weeks, I guess it's been.
On Busted Open, Mark Henry said Alexa Bliss is 100% cleared after her concussion issues. He described what Bliss told him about how bad the issues were. Think about this, everybody. What's going on with concussions? He says, we sat for 15, 20 minutes. She was like, yeah, I was really bad off. I couldn't remember where I was. I couldn't remember what I was doing in the city. We were flying from London to Switzerland. She said, I don't remember the flight or anything. I had to rely on everybody else telling me what to do. I couldn't stand up straight. I had vertigo. He says she's fine now. He told her not to go back too soon if she isn't ready. Henry said Bliss told him she didn't have a set date for a return, but that it would be soon. She was training at the Performance Center last week, taking light bumps with medical monitoring her. What I heard about Alexa Bliss is she probably was going to remain out until Royal Rumble. Watch her wrestle next week on Raw. But anyway, that's what I was told. Performance Center has a... They've got a bunch of rings, but one of the rings they've got is basically... The entire ring is a crash pad. So when you hear that Alexa Bliss is taking like light bumps and that sort of thing, she's not even bumping in a real ring right now. She's, at least this was as of last week, she was taking bumps on the crash pad, and they were making sure that she could bump on a crash pad without, I guess, ending up with vertigo. So yeah, bad situation there. Pac has won the Dragon Gate, Open the Dream Gate Championship. Beat Masato Yoshino at Fantastic Gate 2018, when the company's top singles title. Comes after a long period where Pac's contract was frozen by WWE. He walked out after an episode, or before an episode of Raw in October of 2017, remained sidelined all the way up until August, and then moved to his home promotion, as he calls it, Dragon Gate. Lined himself with the RED stable. He's scheduled for a number of dates in the UK. Most high-profile bout is a match between him and Will Ospreay on an upcoming Rev Pro event February 15th. So there you go. Open the Dreamgate Championship. By the way, he walked out because of, what's his name? Enzo.
Enzo Amore. Yeah.
Enzo running the Cruiserweight show. Good for the guy.
Very, very good for the guy. You know, you don't have to wrestle in WWE. There's this thing, you know, I have to do it or I have to. No, you don't. If you have a fundamental issue with how you're being treated, you have a fundamental issue with the company that you work for, because for any number of reasons, they won't let you go to a country or you don't like how they're going to treat you. There's a zillion and one reasons why you may not want to work for a company. And Pac had a home base in Dragon Gate anyway. And he had somewhere to go back to because he was able to build himself up and he had enough confidence in himself to sit out and know that he could do something after this. And I don't think it's any surprise that he won the title from Masato Yoshino. It went a little bit shorter than I would have thought it would have. It only seemed to go about 20 minutes, but I'm sure the match was great. I can't wait to see it. And his match against Ospreay, you know, the bright and shiny one, very difficult to believe that that's going to be bad. So we're going to be seeing Pac. Who knows? PWG. You could see him probably in a lot of different places and making a lot of appearances. And as guys continue to get bitten up by WWE and put pen to paper with some companies, it's always going to leave room for others to thrive and get out there and do a little bit more. And Pac's probably going to be one of those guys.
First says, Becky turned down Charlotte, turned at SummerSlam. Braun's turned twice, with beatdowns including the Baron deal with the steps. Dean's turned, and basically, she's listing all of these turns here. He sent it to me in like 6 text messages. I can't even read it. But the point of this is, somebody asked me, can anyone go back and count the number of turns that have taken place in WWE in 2018? Anybody willing to do that for me? If you are, contact me. I will give you a monetary prize if you can go back and do that work for me. Tell me how many turns we've seen in WWE in... I just got a note, by the way. The story that Alexa Bliss has been cleared is incorrect. She has not been cleared. So there you go. She's still out with concussion issues. But anyway, yeah. So somebody go back and find out how many times people have turned in WWE in 2018. I want this number. That includes things like Leo Rush when he's on one show and a babyface on the other, or the
Drake Maverick
thing. I want those as well. I want every turn in 2018.
Bobby Lashley has turned, if I'm not mistaken, earlier on in the year. Did Bayley turn once and Sasha turned 4 times or something like that?
Oh, here's another one for you. What is Charlotte?
A woman.
She was absolutely a heel in the opening segment of SmackDown last night. And then they did a tag match, and she made a babyface comeback and worked as a babyface. What's
sure.
going on here?
Well, you know, she's a heel against Becky. She's a babyface against the Iconics. She's a tweener against Ronda. I don't know.
I'm telling you, Mike, you and some of these other texters say I'm being trolled here, but if you saw how many text messages I'm getting blaming Ronda for all of this and not blaming Baron Corbin, it's not the same guy.
I guess
those
are the people that Dave has talked about for so long.
Yes.
Those who have been sitting out there just waiting for Ronda to fail.
I mean, I just told you about this. You don't believe
it. It's because it's silly and it's stupid. So it's tough
but
for me to believe something that silly and stupid.
Dude, I can read here. These are all from different people. The face of the company isn't a TV ratings draw. We've got months of her impact on the ratings. Is it fair to say Ronda's MMA people aren't translating to viewers at all and she's more in line? Well, of course that's the case.
So if that's the case by that same definition, then Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, all these people are 20% bigger losers than Baron Corbin and Ronda, especially because SmackDown always does, what, 20%
less? Yeah, they can't equal Raw. They can't equal Raw.
So Becky and Charlotte and all these losers, all of them, a lot of them.
My gym alone, there's six people who have stopped watching because of Baron Corbin. In your gym? You must be one of those guys who wears a wrestling shirt and then people come up to him and he ends up talking about this and they've just given up. And this person says, by the way, I am Baron Corbin. So see, I told you. He was texting, putting himself over. This person wants to know, any word if the XFL is bringing back the greatest XFL team of all time, the LA Extreme? Well, today in the conference call, I believe they claimed that they're not bringing back any of the other old teams. Like, it's a new XFL. Now, I'm hoping we're going to get the Seattle Heat. We just have to.
Heat. Oh, God.
The Seattle Heat.
Heat. Oh, God.
Yep.
And in a city where it always rains. So, actually, yeah, that would be a perfect thing to do. Perfect.
Charlotte was also a babyface on Mixed Match Challenge last night, this person said. Well, how about that? How about that?
Well, have they ever stuck to anything when it comes to Mixed Match Challenge, though? Because didn't we get Killer Braun and heel Alexa were like the dream couple or whatever it was? Like Team Tease or whatever they were doing with each other?
Hey, I got something here, by the way. According to this video, this person says, there have been 52 turns this year in WWE so far.
One a week, brother.
And we still have a month left. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of things. The 52 turns so far this year includes Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and 205 Live. And this person here says, last night on Mixed Match Challenge, Charlotte did a babyface promo, but wrestled as a heel on the show. What? And on SmackDown, she did a heel promo and wrestled as a babyface.
Just telling you, these shows aren't made to watch all in one sitting. They're made to watch in clip form. They've got to be, right? Please.
Person says, is Rusev a face or what? Heels don't normally crack a smile when shouting that, yeah, he's a babyface, and he's been a babyface for a while. Right? Did I miss something when he was a heel? I mean, I probably did. Versus says, if you look at the storyline, it's very clear. They're using Baron Corbin to run roughshod over the Raw roster, so whenever Braun comes back and beats him in 2 minutes, it makes Braun a bigger babyface. So we have to suffer through weeks and weeks of three-hour shows, including getting the lowest ratings of all time, just so Braun can get a pop?
I think you'll get that anyway.
Versus says, long-time listener, first-time messenger, this face-heel situation is a joke. They can't decide what to do with people. I generally believe the writers, well, it's Vince, has no idea what he's doing. Thinks, what the hell, we'll do that. I think the people like a bad guy because of the cocky crew. No, it's not that. It's because they can't book baby faces. It has nothing to do with fans wanting to cheer heels. Because in every other promotion in the whole world, including NXT, they cheer and boo the right people. It's only Raw and SmackDown where it's a mess. Ugh, I can't take anymore. Where's Dr. Lucha, for crying out loud? I've been trying to get him on the show to save the show, and he's just not around.
No puede más.
We'll get Dave on tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk about something other than Raw. Ha, ha, ha! Back in a moment, everybody. And by a moment, I mean tomorrow. I want to thank y'all for listening. Mike, as always, the callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Wrestling Observer Live.